really warm welcome to the teaching ministry of New Life Church Crawley. We're a multicultural, intergenerational church. And we believe in the gospel of Christ. We believe in spreading his love through his word and through his works. We really hope that you enjoy what you hear today. We'd love for you to connect with us via the usual social media outlets, such as Facebook or on our website.
About a year ago now, you noticed that I was on about my teeth. I was taking the front tooth away. And I thought, so I've had a year with no teeth, so if I've smiled at you, I apologise. But anyway, this week, this is a short testimony. I've got teeth. But it feels really thick as though something's there. I think they're going to fall out. But no, I'm sure they're cemented in. And so I've got teeth. There you go.
Good, excellent. Because I know that Lee was very anxious about going to the dentist, and nobody likes dentists, really, do they? Not the dentist doing it, but going to the dentist. I must explain that. Anyone else, quickly? Yes, no, no, yes, no. Right, okay. Let's go over to live and exclusive Irene, and then she's going to explain the notices with, along with the lovely boys.
Yes. My little helpers. Good morning, church. Morning. Children's packs today, if you'd like to hold those up. In today's activity packs, there are activities to do which are all about being the body of Christ. There's a word search, which is a colouring sheet with a box underneath for you to write a prayer or draw a picture. Colouring sheet that's saying you for unity. A person for you to colour and cut out. You can get a pin from Faith or Musa to attach the head to make it move if you want to. Finally, the sheet with the memory verse on it. Let's read the memory verse together. Musa and Faith will give out the packs. Live in harmony with one another. Romans 12, verse 16.
Excellent. Thank you, Irene. And it'd be nice to see some of those at the end, all coloured in and looking lovely. So, okay, moving on. Next slide. If you're new, nice to see you and hope you're feeling at home and having a blessed time. And in your welcome pack, you would have been given a welcome pack when you came in from the guys from the welcome team. There's a little card in there, a little Connect card. Fill that out, give it to me or one of us at the front, and we can keep in contact with you, take you out for a cake and a coffee, get to know you, and also get to know you at the end of the service as well. So that would be really cool to if you could fill that out and give that to one of us. Giving, I'm going to hand over to Jaylene.
Oh.
And she's going to do a little bit on giving, so yeah, cool. Right.
Morning, everyone. While I was thinking about giving, I was reminded of a verse in Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, which says, "Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there's no more need."
Excellent. Thanks, Jaylene. We're so blessed, aren't we, in this country. We've got so much to give thanks to God for. And anybody sleep under a bush last night? I don't think so. We all slept in our lovely warm beds, heating. We've got so much to thank and praise God for. Okay, giving, there is different ways to give. There's a card machine at the back if you want to. We don't pay to come to church. All the money that we get, it's to fund trips like for Dave and Bev to go to Sri Lanka to do the work of the Lord. It's to go to Cosmic Comets for materials for that. And we bless other people within the community. So it doesn't go into the leaders' pockets, doesn't go into anyone else's pockets. It's used for the glory of God. Nothing is wasted. And so there's different ways to give. There's an envelope at the back by the box if you want to put cash or a check. Put it in the box there, fill it out. If you're a gift aider, then we can get 20%, 25% back from the government, which is really good. Yeah. Because every pound you put in, we get 25p back. That's right, if my maths is right, Keegan. I'm not really good at maths, but yeah, well, it's a no-brainer, isn't it? So if you want to fill out a gift aid form, see Keegan, give us a wave, Keegan. He will give you a form. And last year, we got thousands and thousands back from the government to work, to go into the work of the Lord. So it's worth doing it if you are not doing it. So that's gift aid. Right, next slide, please. Is there another one? Oh, yeah, Sri Lanka. Again, pray for Dave and Bev and Kerry as they continue the work there. Sounds like they're having a lovely time. Going to make everybody jealous of their tans when they come back. But never mind. So there is a sheet at the back if you want to know what's going on in Sri Lanka and where they're visiting, etc. Pick one up from the back there or see me or Liz and we can give you one of those. It's for timings and where they are and what they're doing and when they're coming back and all the rest of it. So if you want one of those, they're available at the back. So that's Sri Lanka. Next slide. Okay, that's it. Finished. Okay, cool. I'm going to hand over to Liz now, and then she's going to carry on with the service. Thank you.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Now, there was a little clue with the memory verse this morning. So as Musa and Faith give out the packs, I'm just going to remind you, the memory verse is live in harmony with each other. So there's your clue, but I also have another clue to help us. And I've got two characters that might just help you work out what the real theme is. And I've tucked them away, hidden down here, so that prying eyes wouldn't see them. And the first one, the first character I've got, I think you're going to recognise. Does anyone know who this is? Anyone? Who is it?
Buzz Light.
It's Buzz Lightyear. Now, any idea who might be with Buzz this morning? Who thinks they might know who else is hidden in my box? Let's see. Theo thinks he knows.
Woody.
You got it in one. Buzz and Woody. They belong together, don't they? We think of them very much together. But this will test you. Does anyone know what their catchphrase is? There's a little clue on the screen. Anyone know it? A bit louder? Can anyone sing it?
You've got a friend in me.
That's it. You've got, excuse me, a friend in me. Excuse me. And if you've seen the film Toy Story, you will know that Buzz and Woody really work together in unity. Excuse me. They really have got a great friendship. They're united, they work together, and they know how to avoid divisions. Now, like Buzz and Woody, we all appreciate someone to come alongside us, don't we? We all love having someone to journey through life with. And in Genesis 2, we discover the reason we like it is because it's how God designed us. In Genesis, it says, "It's not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper who is just right for him." So God connects us with people that are just right for us to journey through life together with. And we also read in the very first book of the Bible, in Genesis again, this time in chapter 3, that God was walking around the garden, which shows that God wants to walk alongside us. God is with us. God wants to journey every step of the way with us. And it's not just in the Old Testament that we have that message. It comes through in the New Testament too, because the church family are designed to be connected together. And Paul outlines how every single member is important. Every single member. I'm looking around this lovely church today. Every one of you is important to God. And to help us really understand that important message, we've got a visiting team of thespians with us today. We've got some people who are going to come and act out the importance of being together. And they're all from our Connect group. So welcome. Let's give them a big round of applause.
It's not going to fall off, is it? Oh, here we go. Christ is like a single body which has many parts. It is still one body, even though it is made up of different parts. In the same way, all of us, whether Jews or Gentiles, whether slaves or free, have been baptized into the one body by the same Spirit, and we have all been given the one Spirit to drink. For the body itself is not made up of only one part, but of many. If the foot were to say,
"Because I'm not a hand, I don't belong to the body."
That would not keep it from being a part of the body. Hallelujah. And if the ear, where's the ear? Oh, ear. Was to say,
"Because I'm not an eye, I don't belong to the body."
Ooh. That would not keep it from being a part of the body. If the whole body were just an eye, how could it hear? And if the ear were only an ear, how could it smell? As it is, however, God has put every different part in the body just as he wanted it to be. There would not be a body if it were only one part. As it is, there are many parts, but one body. So then, the eye cannot say to the hand,
"I don't need you."
Oh my God.
Nor can the head say to the feet,
"Well, I don't need you."
On the contrary, we cannot do without the parts of the body which seem to be weaker. All of you are Christ's body, and each is part of it.
Amen.
Thank you so much, team. You can take your seats. Aren't they wonderful? And thank you for helping us to understand how important each part is. Everyone has a part to play. And together, that's where the unity comes. And how true this verse is. It's from Psalm 133. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. So we understand that unity is very important. Let's explore a bit further. What does the Bible teach us about it? And how can we avoid divisions? Some members of our Connect group are going to come up again, and they're going to share some Bible readings with us. In a moment, Irene will begin, and she's going to read some words that Jesus spoke. They're recorded in the New Testament, Mark 9, verse 50. What's interesting about this is that earlier in the chapter, the Transfiguration is recorded, and God speaks from a cloud saying, "This is my dearly loved son. Listen to him." I think those words are so important. Listen to him. So, Irene, would you like to come and share as we take note of the important words?
Jesus said,
live in peace with each other, Mark 9, verse 50. The whole of this verse says, salt is good for seasoning, but if it loses its flavour, how do you make it salty again? You must have the qualities of salt amongst yourselves and live in peace with each other. Salt is marked by its ability to flavour with only a little of its presence. It was a valuable commodity in the ancient world and was even used as money. Christians should give the world the gospel of flavour.
In James 5, verse 9, it says, don't grumble about each other. The whole verse says, don't grumble about each other, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. For look, the judge is standing at the door. The Bible passage is in the context of waiting for the return of Jesus. Even if no one else sees or hears your grumble, God does, for God is omnipotent, which means all-powerful, omniscient, which means all-knowing, and omnipresent, which means he's everywhere. We read in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 17, that God will judge everyone, both good and bad, or in other versions say, righteous and wicked. How much better to heed the advice not to grumble against one another. Leading a grumble-free life may not be your instinctive response, but it can be a learned way of life.
Live in harmony with each other, Romans 12, 16. Live in harmony is a straightforward and clear instruction, but somehow we don't always find it straightforward to follow. I love how the rest of the verse is recorded in the NLT version. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people and don't think you know it all.
Colossians 3:9 says, don't lie to each other. The instruction is part of a series of instruction for living a holy life. The full verse says, don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all its wicked deeds, NLT. I love how this is followed by the word found in verse 10. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like him. To become like Christ is our goal.
One Peter 3 verse 8 says this, love each other as brothers and sisters. We're now going to hear from the man who wrote that, Peter, and the psalmist to explain this more fully. There you are, Peter.
Thank you. You must all have the same attitude and the same feelings. Love one another as brothers and be kind and humble with one another. Do not pay back evil with evil or cursing with cursing. Instead, pay back with a blessing. Because a blessing is what God promised to give you when he called you, as the scripture says.
Whoever wants to enjoy life and wishes to see good times must keep from speaking evil and stop telling lies. He must turn away from evil and do good. He must strive for peace with all his heart, for the Lord watches over the righteous and listens to their prayers, but he opposes those who do evil.
Who will harm you if you are eager to do what is good? But even if you should suffer for doing what is right, how happy are you? Do not be afraid of anyone and do not worry, but have reverence for Christ in your hearts and honour him as Lord. Be ready at all times to answer anyone who asks you to explain the hope you have in you, but do it with gentleness and respect. Keep your conscience clear so that when you are insulted, those who speak evil of your good conduct as followers of Christ will be ashamed of what they say. For it is better to suffer for doing what is good, if it should be God's will, than for doing evil. For Christ died for sins once and for all, a good man on behalf of sinners, in order to lead you to God. This is the word of the Lord.
Lord. Thanks
be to God.
Thank you.
So we've had a series there of different Bible readings and teachings, helping us to see what the Bible teaches us about unity and avoiding divisions. And you can see a reminder of them there on the screen. Let's just recap. Live in peace with each other. It's very clear, isn't it? Don't grumble about each other. Clear again, isn't it? Live in harmony with each other. That's our memory verse for this week, and the children are busy doing activities linking to that. Don't lie to each other. And finally, love each other as brothers and sisters. Five really clear instructions, guidelines as to how we should live. And with God's help, we can put every one of those into practice. And we can do it here on Sundays when we're gathered as God's family, but we can also do it in the week, whether we're at home, whether we're at work, or out and about. And I really want you to look at that list that's on the screen behind me and just take a moment. Does one or more of those really stand out to you? Is God stirring your heart in any way and speaking to you directly about one of those lines, one of those instructions, one of those guidelines? Maybe you're sitting there thinking, I know I haven't been living in peace. I know I've been really grumbling. I know that I haven't been in harmony with somebody, or that I've lied, or that I haven't been loving. Now, that may be how you're sitting and feeling, but that's not where God wants you to stay. Because we serve a living and loving God. And we can come to him and ask for his forgiveness. We can come to him with repentant hearts and say, Lord, we've got this wrong. We know these are the guidelines that you give us to live. And we know that you forgive us. For God is a God of love. A God who loves us so much that he gave his life for us. We also know that he's our helper. He promised to send his Holy Spirit to help us. So I'm going to ask you just to take a moment to bow your heads and just have a quiet time with the Lord. And if there is anything there that has stood out to you, to ask the Lord to forgive you and to help you from this moment forward. And now, a word of encouragement. Because as a final thought, I want you to consider a verse from 1 Corinthians 12, which says, all the members care for each other. And it's from the same passage about the body of Christ and how every part is needed that we started our service with. Because the truth is, if our focus is on loving God and loving others, it's much easier to live in peace with each other. It's much easier to stop grumbling. It's much easier to live in harmony. It's much easier to be truthful and not lie. And it's much easier to love as brothers and sisters because our focus is on loving God and loving others. And we know right from the beginning of our service that we've all got a part to play. Each one of us is important to God. Each one of us is part of God's family. And we need one another. The key word I think we need to see is all. All the members care for each other. And Loreen has written a poem which she's going to come and share with us now to help us truly understand about how to care and love one another. As she reads it, maybe have a time to think specifically, who can you extend care to this week?
Some of you might know that I like singing in a choir. And as we were thinking about the theme of unity and living in harmony as the body of Christ, the picture of a choir came to me, so hence this poem. It's called Unison and Harmony. Lord, you've gathered us all from country and race. We stand in your love, looking up at your face, as you guide us, direct us to our own perfect place. Many cultures, personalities, and ranges of voice coming together to be the choir of your choice. Here our voices are used through your inspiration, flowing through stories we tell, in songs we sing, in our church, this town, this country, and nations, bringing your melody and moving to your choreography, watching your baton to unite us as one, waiting and ready, for the music's begun. Through songs of your design and composition, in your word are lyrics for each season and situation. Your melody has mid-range, highs and lows. We take your themes and build up the notes, entwined together as the music flows and floats from start to completion. With voices ready, each unique and special, blending together, everyone giving detail, we give it our all, singing high, others low, and for some in between is the way to go. All belonging, all blending, having purpose, all precious, each playing their part in your choir as they grow. Excuse me. We're ensuring no voices are strained or are hurting, looking around to see if someone needs supporting. We care for those who falter, make a wrong move or mistake, by lifting them up and showing we care with a love from you, Lord, deep in our hearts, and by letting them rest and by taking their part. We're moving as one, encompassing all, as the melody rises and cascades as it falls, all knowing they're precious and have been called to play their part. So we give them space, standing side by side in their own perfect place. One taking the fore as another moves back, some quiet, some loud, led by you, Lord, kept on track. We're supporting the old, encouraging the young, making allowances for those not so strong, carrying the weak, rejoicing with the blessed, holding the sorrowful lest they fall, welcoming those who'd not long joined their voices to blend with us all. We watch the baton as you bring us in to sing out your praises and declare your name. Your spirit leads us as it we as it weaves threads of love to proclaim the name of Jesus and sing of his fame with joyous sound or in quiet reverence, knowing the peace of your presence. Filled with compassion, receiving your grace, we're singing and moving in melodious pace, joining as one, looking above. We embrace perfect in unison, harmony and love.
Wasn't that just wonderful? And that is what we want as a church family here, that together we work in unison, that we are extending care to all, because all the members care for each other. That's how we achieve unity, and that's how we avoid division. So we're going to draw our service to a close shortly. Amelia's going to come back and lead us in a final worship time. But just before we do, I'd like to lead us in prayer and just commit all that we've considered, all that God's been speaking to us about today, to the Lord. So let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we come before you with thanks and praise for your love for us. We thank you, Lord, for your Bible that teaches and instructs us. And we thank you, Lord, that you have shown us how we can be united and care for one another. We thank you, Lord, that you designed us to be connected together, that that's how you made us, and that we can dwell in unity. And I pray that this week, as we commit our week into your hands, that day by day you will help us to live in peace, not to grumble, to live in harmony, not to lie, and to love as brothers and sisters. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray, and help us to care for one another, just as you care for us. Amen. During this time of worship that Amelia is going to lead us in, if anyone would like prayer, please do take the opportunity. There are those of us at the front that can pray with you, or if at the end of the service you want someone to pray with, please take that opportunity. But my final word is, be encouraged. God loves you. God can help you, and as you commit everything to him, he will help each one of us to be united, one with another, loving one another. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope that you enjoyed the teaching. We'd love to hear from you, so please contact us. All the details can be found on our website. God bless.